Our good friend Rabbi Gedaliah Zlotowicz is with us live via telephone, leader, of course, of Art Scroll and the Sora Heritage Foundation. You can't imagine just how much Art Scroll continues to do. It's been an amazing year, and 5785, please God, will be for them and for us an even better year and a peaceful year for all of Israel. Rabbi Gedaliah Zlotowicz, a Gemar Chesima Tova to you, and a pleasure to welcome you back to JM and the AM.
Gemar Chesima Tova to you and all your listeners and all Am Yisrael. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. I have to imagine that this whole activity, it's the wrong word, but I'll figure out the right word eventually, of providing Gemaras and Svarim for soldiers, for those who've been injured, for those in very sensitive situations, especially in Israel, the opportunity that you have been given to do what I just described over the last year must be one of the absolute highlights. I know the war is not a highlight, but you get my point. One of the absolute highlights of the service that you and Art Scroll have given to Klal Yisrael for all these decades. And I'm wondering, obviously we want to talk about the present and the future, but as you reflect back on the last year, is there anything that compares to that, how you were turned to fill an absolute need of Limud HaTorah, and you were able to be there and do that?
There's really no words to thank Hashem for the opportunity. We've given out, since the beginning of the war, over 200,000 volumes of the Schottenstein Talmud in Hebrew for the soldiers to learn from. And there's a fellow, Avi Chalak, in Israel, who is in charge of the distribution to the various units, north, south. And every day I get pictures of soldiers learning and making siyum, and learning in groups, learning alone, and soldiers sending messages and saying how this has kept them going, how they know that ultimately Torah is what protects Am Yisrael, and that they have the merit when they have free time to learn and to do the daf is something really they appreciate very much. Many soldiers say that, you know, they have never learned before this, but now that they're, you know, out there on the field and they have time and they saw the Gemaras, they picked it up and they started learning, which is just adds to the merit. It's incredible that, you know, not only are there so many soldiers who were learning before and have an opportunity to continue it with these paperback volumes, but that new people should be introduced to the beauty of Gemara learning is something very special. And I have to thank all those that were involved in the distribution, the people who sponsored it, the Schottenstein family and others who gave the funds. Many of them want to remain anonymous and just understood the importance of what was going on here.
So you can make a Baba Basra that is schleppable even on the front lines, because that's a big mesechta, Rabbi Gedaliah Zlotowicz.
Well, if you do it in a few volumes, you can do it, yes.
You hear what I'm thinking about. And you go to the Schottenstein family, and, you know, you don't have to give out details about your, you know, about your presentation to them. But when they hear of this idea, I have to imagine, knowing their generosity and their commitment to Torah study for all these decades, I'd have to imagine they jumped at it. Would that be accurate?
It wasn't even they didn't give it a second thought.
Right, that's what I would think. That's what I would think. I mean,
they've been giving as it is. They've been giving so much to, you know, families of the hostages and to those who, you know, the soldiers who were lost and to their families. And when this opportunity presented itself, it was like, of course, thank you. They were thanking us for the idea.
I hear that. And what about the hospitals? I mean, when you see videos and you go yourself because you've been there, and present Sfarim as the ultimate gift. I mean, these soldiers and those victims of terror and of war who have been injured, you know, people have sympathy and they have what we feel is a right, you know, to ask for whatever they need or want because of the situation they're in. And when you go in and you present Sfarim to them, what does that feel like?
The most amazing stories and videos, and I've been in Tel HaShomer many times, and when a soldier's injured soldiers offered anything in the world, right? They could have new iPads and iPhones, whatever, and they say, all I want is a set of Schottenstein Talmud. You break down and cry. Like
they could ask for everything
they went through.
It's unbelievable. They could ask for a certain amount of cash, and people will go raise it for them. Like, they literally could have whatever they want, and that's, you know, not a criticism. And yet, this is what they're asking for. And then you get to present it or see the presentation, which is just, it must be remarkable. It's so funny, you know, you've had two major episodes, neither of which anybody enjoys, the pandemic and the war, in the last few years, where if I would have told you in advance that you'd have a major role in both of them, I don't know if you would have realized how big the role would have been. It's funny, the last few years, right?
You know, as we say in Avinu Malkeinu, every morning during a Thursday Tshuva, Kosveinu B'Sefer Zechuyos.
Right.
Write us down in the book of merits. What does that mean? Either you're deserving of merits or you're not deserving of merits. And what we're asking Hashem is for these opportunities throughout the year, that if anyone's in need, you know, present it to us, that we should be the ones to have the merit to do these wonderful things for Am Yisrael.
Pretty amazing. Rabbi Gedalia Zlotowicz is with us. I know I'm focusing a lot on the past, but and that's not usually the focus of these conversations, but I just think it's so important. By the way, speaking of the present, I thought of you the other day. If I can't find a sitter or machzer, or if I can't find any of the mailings that have been sent to my house, there's always the Eruv Tavshilin available as a free download. Now, you offered it as a free download on the Wednesday Eruv Rosh Hashanah. Are we doing this again for the upcoming holiday? Because in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, in Israel there's no Eruv Tavshilin, but outside of Israel we need to make two Eruv Tavshilins in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, we definitely offer. We even send out, I think an email is going out later today, with the Birchat Habanim that people are supposed to give their children, and other downloads for people to print out to Yom Kippur from, you know, the new forum that we have. It's just incredible. It's incredible how much people have a desire to study Torah and to improve their lives, especially during a time like this.
Yeah, very cool, I'll tell you. And I always wondered about the free downloads. Oh, by the way, a Kohen friend of mine, a friend of mine who is a Kohen, was going crazy about the Naftali Weinberger book. Are you getting good reaction to that?
It's amazing. Over 500 pages, all about the power of Birchas Kohanim.
Right.
And there's 500 teshuvos from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Listen to this, Nachum, it's amazing. Someone asked him a question. He has to take care of his father during Yom Kippur. His father wasn't well.
Right.
And he could leave the house for a half hour. What should he go out for? Should he go for Ne'ilah, for Kol Nidre, for Shachris? What should he do? And Rav Chaim said, Birchas Kohanim.
I love it. I love that answer. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right, so that, and literally, yes, yeah, so if you're a Kohen, I know that it's good for everybody, but especially the Kohanim, it seems that it's really a very effective book. So that's one of the first ones we should mention. It's Naftali Weinberger. It's called The Priceless Treasure of Birchas Kohanim. And I see the Jaffa family, and we talked about the Schottensteins before. You have another, I mean, I know you have many families, but the Jaffas have also, like, you know, etched themselves into a niche part of your market. If there's a unique project out there that you're bringing to the community, very often they're attached to it.
The Jaffa family, very special people, starting with the father of Rabbi Burton Jaffa, who started Petach many years ago. And you see the chinuch he gave to his children. They just want to do more and more to help Klal Yisrael.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I don't know how long ago I don't even know why you did it. Do you remember, it must be a couple of years ago, you created this pocket, but very large, it's pocket, yet very large print Tehillim. You know which one I'm talking about, the brown cover?
Yeah, sure.
Is that 2 years old, 3 years old, longer? Like, it's
about 2 years old.
I don't know why you did it, because I would assume you've had if I search Tehillim on your website, I'm sure there's plenty of them. But as I get older, I hate to admit it, and of course I love the accessibility of it being, but I use that Tehillim the entire Rosh Hashanah, and it's just wonderful. And I never thought it would make such a difference in terms. There's no English or anything. It's just really convenient and really easy to see.
You know, we're a year and a half away from the 50th anniversary of the first Art Scroll book.
Wow.
And the Art Scroll generation, so to speak, those who, you know, grew up with Art Scroll from when they were 15, 18, 20 to today, they're starting to age, and there's a lot of requests coming in, really, for large print items.
Holy face, beer.
It's good. I guess
it's good. I think it depends on the context of the conversation. In this context, it's fine, as you say.
Exactly.
Pretty amazing. Rabbi Gedalia Zlotowicz is with us, everybody, as we get set. All right, we could do the new stuff in a minute because there may be a couple of items you want to mention, but let's make today clear. And I'll do this for my listeners. Remember, everybody, there is a promo code, Radio24. And there's a lot of ordering you're going to be doing in the next few days because Wednesday night is Sukkot. Yes, Wednesday night. Believe it or not, I know Yom Kippur comes and everyone's like, what? Sukkot already? Yes, Wednesday night is Sukkot. Matzei Shabbos, you'll be building that sukkah. Matzei Shabbos, you'll be probably starting your purchasing of Lulavim and Esrogim. And Saturday night, Matzei Shabbos, you'll be building the sukkah and you'll be buying your Lulav and Esrogim. And Wednesday night, of course, is Yontif. If you order now, anytime in the next few days, you're going to get the item because that's how Art Scroll works. So make sure to order whatever you need. Use promo code Radio24 for free shipping and your discount. Again, use promo code Radio24. And I shared this with your son. We ordered something the other day, Stam, just, you know, and it was made clear to us, there's no way you'll have it before Rosh Hashanah. Well, it arrived 3 p.m. Erev Rosh Hashanah, so you guys are pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah, to say the least. All right, so we'll do two categories. Let's do stuff with Sukkot in mind, then whatever new releases you want to tell us about. Is there anything specific you want to recommend? People are, I know you could buy, at this point, you could probably buy a sukkah, you could buy a little bit of Estric from the Art Scroll website, you could do the whole holiday. Now on the website, but when it comes to scholarship, when it comes to different things that are being offered specifically this time of year for the upcoming holiday, is there anything of note, Rabbi Gedalia Zlotowicz?
I mean, there's so much. I mean, as far as reading material, yep. We just published actually yesterday Rav Chaim Kanievsky on the Five Megillas.
Oh wow!
You know, we read Koheles on Sukkot. It's a 600-page safer with Rav Chaim's commentary on all the five Megillas.
Wow.
Which are, you know, beautiful for Sukkot. There's a great storybook that just recently came out from C.B. Weinfeld, short stories called One Good Turn, incredible stories with unexpected twists. And she is a very, very popular author. And Rav Druk on Chumash, you know, it's this year, Nachum, the day after Simchat Torah is Parshas Bereishis.
Right.
You don't have much time to jump into it. Now's the time to order Sfarim on Bereishis. And the Druk is always very popular. You know, beautiful Vertler, things you could say over at the table, share with the family. And the Druk on Chumash Sefer Bereishis is also just published.
And unlike the last 3-day Yontif, and I know people don't like when I say that, they prefer when I say 2 days Yontif and Shabbos Shuvah, I get it. But the last 3-day Yontif, as we say in the vernacular, we had a lot of time in shul and a very limited schedule. A 3-day Yontif is coming up with Shabbos Chol HaMoed attached to it if you're not in Israel. And that's a good reminder, Gedalia, that, you know, there's a lot of downtime for the kids, and you have provided a tremendous number of offerings for both kids and young adults, and obviously everybody of any age in this audience. So this is the time to think about it. Go to artscroll.com and get what you need for Yontif in order to fill those hours in quality fashion. What can I say? Between the new material and all the classics that are available for Yontif, people will have plenty to choose from. You released the new, do we call it animated? What do we call it? The children's work that came out recently.
There's a new children's book called Hillel and Shalva Make Shalom, you know, about kids, you know, who might once in a while not get along. There's a beautiful book to read to them. But there's so many offerings. I mean, so someone just has to go to artfield.com, look at the homepage. You'll see all the new releases. You can browse by category.
Oh, by the way, somebody over Yontif was going nuts about the brand new Aleinu book by Yisrael Besser. And Aleinu is something we say very often every single day, not just Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So people may want to check that one out as well.
The Aleinu is beautiful. I'll tell you, it was a Toma Devorah. I don't know how many people are familiar with it. The Toma Devorah was written by the Ramak, like many hundreds of years ago. And we did the first chapter, which discusses the way Hashem acts towards us in this world. You know, how merciful he is and how patient he is with us and how we have to emulate Hashem. And it really goes through it beautifully, giving, you know, examples, practical examples of how we could live our life emulating the ways of Hashem. A classic sefer called Toma Devorah.
All right, just go to New Releases, everybody. Artscroll.com. Check out the New Releases. It's there as a special tab on the website. And obviously anything related to this time of year, including Sukkot and the different things that Gedalia just pointed out in terms of new material is all available there. And our recommendation is to go to Artscroll.com. Make sure to use promo code RADIO24. You'll have everything by Wednesday night for Yontif. You'll also have a major discount and free shipping as well. And I would assume, Gedalia, that as we start the new year, Mishnah Yomi, by the way, I don't know if you knew, if you're aware of this, we talked about it a lot a couple of weeks ago. We really got to start focusing on it again. We're doing a Siyum in memory of the victims of Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. We're doing a Siyum on the first JM and the AM after Simchas Torah, which is going to be that Monday morning. And Mark Zamek's conducting the Siyum. And what is he doing the Siyum on? You're going to be very proud to hear this. He's doing it on Yerushalmi Seder Zeroyim.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you know he's
I want to tell you one other thing.
Go ahead.
So, you know, you mentioned Yerushalmi, and you mentioned Mishnah Yomi, which has taken off like wildfire the last few years. So starting the day after Sukkot, there's something called Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yomi. And if you follow the calendar, you could finish the entire Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in 1 year.
Wow.
It begins every year the day after Sukkot. You do a few pieces of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and you finish the whole thing in 1 year. And, you know, we're giving out the first volume for free. It's available on our website, and we're making it available for free on our app. So, Nachum, this time you just...
You got cut off.
Let's go.
You got cut off, and I promise you I didn't do that. So obviously there are those who are very concerned to make sure that nobody makes a commitment on the air. But yes, I will try to heed your advice this time around. I should be as successful with Mishnah Yomi and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yomi as I have been with Tehillim. That is something I wish upon myself for the new year. For those of you who are not familiar, Shulchan Aruch is our guide, our halachic guide to Judaism. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it would be unfair to call it abridged. We'll call it a shorter, you know, summarized fashion of the Shulchan Aruch. And again, if you're looking for something to study with somebody as you continue your pursuit of halachic Judaism, or the halachic part of our tradition, that is a good recommendation to take on the commitment to study the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Again, it's the shorter version of the Shulchan Aruch each and every day, and that can be completed, as Gedalia just said, in 1 year. What did you say? How much of it is available as a free download?
The first volume we're giving away for free, a pocket-sized volume.
Wow.
That's available on our website now. Someone could go on and order it, artscroll.com, and on our app, it's going to be available throughout the year for free. So anyone who does download the app, download Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and you could study it on your phone, on your iPad, wherever you are. You have 2-3 minutes, and you could just take advantage of it.
Pretty amazing. Well, what can I tell you? First of all, thank you. Thank you for this association for yet another year. We've been doing this a long time, and this relationship seems to get better and better as time goes by, if that's possible. So I appreciate that very much. And I take this opportunity on behalf of everybody around the world, frankly, to thank you for all you're doing, especially for the soldiers and especially for those who are underprivileged, especially for those who are in very sensitive situations. There is no opportunity for chesed or outreach or an opportunity that even requires financial assistance because of the partners you have that you pass up. And for that alone, you've been incredible role models to all of us. We should continue and have a great Tufshin Pei, hey, a wonderful, happy, healthy, and sweet year, and true peace, Gedalia. As everybody reads your machzer, as everybody reads the Art Scroll machzer throughout this entire Yontif, and we say Sim Shalom and Osa Shalom, it should come true that all of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, has true peace immediately in the coming year.
Amen. Gemachzim, it's over to you and all your listeners, and they should have a beautiful Sukkot and all the holidays, and we should have the merit to greet Mashiach as soon as possible.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi Gedalia Zlotowitz. Happy, healthy, and sweet new year. Art Scroll, everybody. Go to artscroll.com. New releases has a tab. Everything we've discussed has a tab. Free downloads, I'm sure, has a tab. Just go to artscroll.com. Order what you need. You'll have it by Wednesday night, which is the start of Sukkot. And use promo code RADIO24, promo code RADIO24. For your major discount and your free shipping. More coming up. It's Thursday after all at JM in the AM.